The next agenda item is our county administrator, Mr. Baker.
Thank you.
This is the paramedic station.
The first item is the Laurel Paramedic Station, and this is a follow-up from last week, actually. And as we discussed last week, we have a proposal for your consideration regarding the Laurel Paramedic Station. We currently lease space from the Laurel Fire Department for the Laurel Station. The Laurel Fire Department needs that space for their own use, and they are willing to give us some more time, as Mr. Lucky will explain here in a few minutes. But they would like us to take steps to establish another location for our paramedics.
Save that money anytime you get a saving.
The paramedic department, Mr. Lucky, Mr. Schoonover, Mr. Stewart, and Gene Kelly from MN Engineering have been pricing the cost of building a new paramedic station on the 0.9-acre site that we own. The current cost estimate, as you can see, is about $250,000 for a 1,100 square foot paramedic quarters and a 1,400 square foot two-bay garage for the paramedics. I think Mrs. Deaver's request last week, the paramedics have gone back. Mr. Schoonover and Mr. Stewart have worked on some possible addendums to the proposed contract, which would include some green items. And as you can see, they've noted a number of these, from a tankless hot water heater to geothermal heat to solar panels. And the net cost to the county, taking into account various grants, energy grants and whatnot that are available, that they have done a little bit of research on, and also the state of Delaware contribution for paramedics, and net cost of those items, if we did them all, was roughly $19,000, an estimated annual savings around $2,700, with roughly a 7-year payback on those items. So, the project itself is actually, if we can work on this and get it done quickly this fiscal year, it would be eligible for 40% state funding through the paramedic program. With a net cost to the county, if we did all of these items, of about $170,000. So the next step would be, if you concur, is to at least put bids together, bid it out as quickly as we can, and bring the bids back to the county council for final approval.
And you're sure the state funding is available? Even if we moved ahead real fast, it's
what you
get.
Mr. Lucky and Mr. Stewart, I know, have been in contact with the state paramedic office. I mean, and I'll let them comment on that.
Yeah, we actually have a letter from the paramedic administrator indicating that this would be eligible for funding at 40%.
Good.
Eligible, but that's not guaranteed, though, is it? I guess. When they say eligible, is that usually implied that it's there?
Okay. Yeah. It qualifies for
all right.
For
that.
They've not indicated that they're going to reduce the funding.
They won't do a tap dance later on.
Right. We know that we face a reduction, and part of this is, as I believe you're aware, next year that amount will be reduced to 30% and perhaps further in negotiations.
Maybe we should deal with them like they try to deal with us and get your certified check ahead of time. Then you know you got it.
That would be nice.
That's the way they deal.
Any other comments from council? Questions?
Thank you so much for coming up with these green figures. If we're not going to build green, how can we expect the citizenry to build green? I mean, we have to set an example, and it will pay back in 7 years, but it pays back in more than money. It pays back in a lot of other benefits. Thank you.
Is that figure include a depreciation value, the calculation?
Not at this point.
Figures that we put together based on consultations with so-called experts.
Yeah. And we're in a position now where we have to put together the RFP, bid it out, and get real numbers from them. But these are numbers based on our consultations with builders so far that they're indicating this is the cost.
One thing here, when I was reading this over, I didn't even see the measurement on the size of the house. You got the front's measurement, but there's no end view, no end measurement, nothing on this house.
The house is 28 by 40.
It's not on your paper. Yes. If it did, I overlooked it.
Front page, I think, on that.
It's on the actual budget.
No, I was just going by, your drawing. Most drawings have the measurements, at least on a season. Read them.
You think these guys are architects?
Mr. Wilson, with all due respect, we're not professional architects.
I'm not accusing you people of that. I'm just saying, whoever drew this up. Oh, you guys drew this up.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I thought you went and got, well, it says, okay, but then you got a garage there.
36 by
40. Okay. But that's, aren't you a little high on this land prep and site prep? And especially this landscape grass. I know Joan wants to go a lot of green here, but my goodness, for $10,000, you can plant a lot of grass, seems to me.
These are projected costs so far, and we would not be able to do any expenditures without bringing every single item back to either Dave or your council for approval based on a quote or a bid.
Ultimately, we will have to approve the project before council.
Correct. And what we're asking for today is approval.
This is just in general. This
is
not
cost projections.
Nothing specific.
Okay.
Numbers out of the sky.
They probably are high. Some of these numbers are on the high side.
It better be high than the loop be too low.
Right.
We'd rather come at you and say we need approximately $250,000 to build a basic core station than to come to you and say we need $200,000, then we need $250,000. And you're going to go, what kind of estimating are you doing?
Right.
I thought it was interesting. Of course, I don't know maybe as much as I should have been building, but I thought it was interesting. We got $86,000 for a home, and we end up the total figure here, $249,000. That's just...
Well, it was 86 for half of it, I think. The bays were another 80 some thousand, wasn't it?
This is not concrete, so I'll not say anymore.
Mm-hmm. Have you a motion prepared? Is there a motion?
Yes. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize developing an RFP for a replacement paramedic station near Laurel.
So moved.
Is there a motion? I have a motion and a second to move forward with this project. Is there any further comment? If not, we'll vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
And I vote yes. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. The next item is the administrator's report. And the first item is the Sussex County Board of Assessment Review. We'll commence hearings on March 2nd at 9 a.m. in the South Conference Room of this building. The Assessment Review Board hears appeals through March 20th, 2009. The appeals heard are regarding property assessments and sewer and water front footage assessments. The next item is an article in a recent edition of the Mid-Atlantic Real Estate Journal pertaining to Sussex County. We would like to thank Mr. Chip Guy and Julie Wheatley for their help in assembling this information for an article it provides a little bit of information about the county. Governor's Energy Advisory Council public input session on March 2nd from 5 to 7 p.m. The Governor's Energy Advisory Council will hold a public input session at the Denrec facility at 901 Powelltown Road, Lewis. Attached are copies of a notice and a summary of recommendations. We will have someone from our building code department attend the meeting. Economic Development Stimulus Committee meeting. It attaches a copy of the agenda for the February 27th meeting to be held here in this chambers at 9 a.m. An application from the town of Georgetown will then again be considered. The Emergency Operations Center, 911 call volumes. Attached is a memo received from Mr. Joseph Thomas, director of the EOC, regarding call volumes. As noted, 101,498 911 calls were received during 2008 by the center. 62% of those calls were from cell phones, which is a growing percentage. Over 26,000 incidents were dispatched by the center. 17% were fire incidents and 83% were for emergency medical services. Over the last 5 years, 911 call volumes have increased almost 16%. Beneficial acceptance. The engineering department granted beneficial acceptance to Fenwick Plaza on February 19, 2009. The developer is West Fenwick Plaza, LLC. and that the project is located on Route 54 and included on this report is a fact sheet regarding the project. County Council schedule, the County Council will not meet on March 3rd for a midwinter break, and the Council will not meet on March 10th due to participation in the National Association of Counties Annual Legislative Conference in Washington. The next regularly scheduled meeting is March 17th at 10 a.m. And then finally, the Center for the Inland Bays, with funding supplies by Connective, has commenced a marsh enhancement project at the county-owned James Farm, and attached is information regarding that program to enhance approximately 20 acres of salt marsh that was ditched years ago for mosquito control purposes. A more natural flow of water in this marsh will enhance habitat. Thank you.
Will that reverse the mosquito control effect of that project 20 years ago?
We'll have to check with Mr. Cole.
Okay.
At the end of next summer, see how.
I have a question, Mr. Baker.
It's a good point. I don't know.
There's no bad. There's mosquitoes aren't bad.
Mr. Baker?
There's no more.
The Emergency Operations Center reporting 62% of the calls are coming from cellular phones. If I understand it, we are able to locate those folks in a set somehow or not?
Yes.
Okay.
They have the newer cell phones, mm-hmm. and we are able to locate them.
But if they don't have a new one, we can't.
Is that right?
They got the new ones have the GPS in them. The old ones do not.
That's right.
Oh, my.
More people have new than old, I think.
Okay. Another question.
Especially all the teenagers.
It's probably out of the subject, but when we're talking about emergency calls, I would like to make a note that in my neighborhood on Plantation Road, there's been an outbreak of crime, and it's never happened before my folks came here in 1965. We ought to think about this in our allocation of police salaries. It's unheard of, robberies and assaults on Plantation Road.
So noted. Any other council members have something for the administrator?
Just, I guess, Dave, a passing thought. Maybe we can. When you pay your phone bill, you pay a 911 tax.
Yes.
I think they added 10 cents on that a while back for cell phones or whatever. But we don't. There is no 911 tax on cell phones. Per se.
For the county receives.
And I guess the concern is that they had the tax on landline phones. A lot of people are starting to have just cell phones and no landline phone. Then you get no tax at all to help pay for the Emergency Operations Center. That's a conversation we could have with our legislator and see if that's a possibility to address that somehow.
Thank you. We collect, the county gets how much of it?
50 cents.
50 cents.
We get 50
cents.
The state gets
on a hard line phone, but not on a cell phone.
That actually comes to the county. And then the state gets a piece of that
gets
also?
It, yeah, the state gets 10% on the hard, well.
Hard line.
There's a charge of 60 cents.
Yeah.
And the state gets 10, and then they send to us 50 cents.
Okay.
On a hard line. But they receive, I think it's 60 cents on a cell phone, too. And we don't receive part of that. And as Mr. Vincent noted, our revenues are decreasing because less and less people are, people are moving to cell phones.
Yeah. There are, even down in the beach area, there are many people that, with second homes, that don't even have a landline.
Sure.
They just use their cell phones totally, 100%, with some of the newer ownership. So that it's even, I don't know if it's a very small fraction, but I think there is a little bit of that out there.
Anything else for Mr. Baker? Not Mr. Luck?
Back again. This is the renewal of the lease with the Laurel Fire Company. As Dave indicated earlier, we've had a lease arrangement with them for some time. They have agreed to extend that lease arrangement until such time as we can get into a new station. They need our relationship is very very cordial and very excellent, and it's just that they need the space back for their paid ambulance crews. So we've gone ahead and executed a renewal of the lease with a 3% increase in the amount of the rent, bringing it to $1,045 per month with the agreement. And we have the ability within the lease to mutually agree to break the lease once the new facility is ready for occupancy.
Mm-hmm. Have you a motion?
Yes, sir. The motion is that the Sussex County Council approve the lease agreement between the Laurel Fire Company Incorporated and Sussex County, Delaware, for the use of a portion of their building in the town of Laurel as described therein by Sussex County EMS as paramedic station 102.
So move. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the lease renewal. I would like to compliment Mr. Vincent for his outreach to Laurel on this and working with our paramedic department. Is there any discussion?
I just, if our new facility is not ready in 1 year, are we covered?
We would have to renew again. I mean, it is a 1 year lease, which begins the 1st of April, so it would,
okay.
We would have to renegotiate that.
Right, okay.
It might be a simple question. How many trucks are you keeping inside that firehouse?
Is that right now at Laurel? Paramedic truck one. One truck in that station. We do not have a reserve there. We don't have a place to put it.
And a small office.
And office space, that's correct.
Well, most of the time you keep the trucks outside anyhow, don't you? Don't most trucks stay outside?
No, sir. We try to keep them inside. We had, for a period of time at station, particularly station 106, we did not have a garage facility, and the truck had to remain outside. What we found as a result was the truck really got beat up as compared to the ones that are kept indoors. And if you think about what the job is, part of the job is checking out the truck first thing in the morning. On a morning like this, going outside and checking out all that gear is a bit daunting. We actually had one incident where the truck was parked was right next to a bush, and unbeknownst to us, we had a bee's nest in the bush. So we had one workers' comp claim for multiple bee stings while he was trying to check his gear. So we try to keep them inside to preserve their life. And we also have to, there are drugs on board that have to be kept at a certain temperature. And the only alternative is, and what we had to do with that truck was plug it in with a heater inside to keep the, and air conditioner in the summertime to keep the drugs at the proper temperature. So it adds a bit of complication when you have to keep vehicles like that outside. We try to keep everything inside.
Any other questions? If not, we'll go ahead with the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you.
Call up Russ Archer. This may be a bit of an extensive presentation. I would ask the council to maybe jot their questions down so that Russ can get through it. You may find that your questions will be answered later on in his presentation.